Michaela is back there. She had like a, it was like she had a pistol and boom, go. It's John and Rachel Yajagoff late night. If you're listening to the radio, make sure you listen every Friday here at 10 o'clock. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, well, subscribe there too. Share it and tell some friends. This is the Yajagoff podcast late night.
Thanks as always to Rourke Automotive and Q92.9 for having us here, as well as People's Gas. We took some time this week in particular and checked out the people behind People's Gas at the one and only Botanic, not Botanical, Garden.
Right.
Had a great time doing that, by the way.
Would say yeah. that. And as a matter of fact, you're going to see some people behind People's during this one Woo-hoo! Of our little breaks here
Look
tonight.
At me knowing what was
right,
on tap.
Right.
All right. So what was on the blog? I actually contributed. Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. So I called this, I found the greatest. I've been dying.
Look at that.
The greatest Jagoff of all. So
I wish we had a picture
can I
reverse
tell you
angle
that
of Monica and
if
Michaela
you look
right
at
now.
This picture, it's John's place. We pulled up and I said, what Jag has not parking chairs, but crates outside? Not only are they crates, but they're black and orange. Who's looking at Cincinnati crates? Not this girl.
I don't know.
So that was like, they were saving spots, right? Do we know that?
Yeah, they were saving spots, but the CIA now they're going to go look at this and say, that's John's place. That's real good, Rach. You're a good secret.
I gave you a music.
You're a great secret keeper.
Anyway,
and also then
about?
On top about, we talked about the Jagoffs. We think they were Jagoffs who booed David Bednar the other night because it's the beginning of the season. And listen, there's so much to cheer about the Pirates now. There's maybe plenty of times to boo later on, but you know what?
No, you
the guy
boo.
Was injured.
Yeah.
And everybody says, well, I paid for a ticket. I could do whatever I want. You may be right there, but really the spirit of what's going on right now, don't boo the guy, let him get through his injury and let's go on to greatness.
I don't think it's ever right to boo. I think that we should be positive. I know people are going to say, but the Pirates suck and finally they're doing
okay. Can you boo an umpire though?
I mean, I've never
Can
booed.
Can you boo
I don't
the
boo.
Opposing player?
No.
Oh,
it's not
wow.
appropriate.
Right.
I don't think you okay. do that. You don't boo.
Well, guess
End
what? You
story.
Won't have to boo
yeah.
On the 21st of the
that
month. We will be at the
that
block at Northway. You will not want to boo all of our strawberry jello pretzel salad standoff contestants.
I did a final count today because I was emailing all the confectionaries and the nonprofits. There are a dozen. And when I tell you that these aren't just like your mom and pop places, I'm going to name drop real quick.
Do it.
Kemi's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Howman from Doug Cooking.
Yeah.
Or the Pittsburgh Dish.
Yes.
Jay Obertan's winner from last year. Jenny Lee Bakery. Mancini's Bakery. Who's my other one? Isley's, remember?
Yeah.
Cookie ice cream.
The Bundt Cakes?
Yeah. Crumble Cookie. Who am I missing? Oh, Hannah from... Melange.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it right? A little ish.
Very good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are some great, great Pittsburgh places, and we're super stoked to have them back. Mary Mac Bakery.
You want to be in line to get in there because it doesn't cost you anything. It's the block at Northway. Starts at 1 o'clock, and you go around, you taste test, you vote, and because of the sponsors, some nonprofit associated with that particular confection is going to win some money.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. $500 thanks to the Berg Bus as well as Churro Family Chiropractic. They come together, they're giving up money, and the winners take all. Dun, dun, dun.
All right. All
but
right.
you know what? Our own Monica, Erica J, and Kristen are going to be there also because whoever they deem the best, they're coming on this show to tell us about the recipe.
We've told everybody that they're judgy in their lives.
They're judgy.
So they're perfect judges. All right. So this is, by the way, we are at 5000 McKnight Road. We're here every Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 with cocktails and snacks and a good time while we record this live to tape and before it goes up at 10 o'clock.
Pretty cool guest tonight, as always, but tonight is a little bit of royalty. We are actually bringing in the woman at the airport, the woman behind the airport, Christina Kasotis. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
All right. Because I wanted to make sure hyphenetically.
Right.
Hyphenetically?
Phonetically.
Phonetically.
Yes.
There's
and
no hyphen.
Doug Howman's here from the Pittsburgh Dish. And we have also John Vento here to talk about the Pittsburgh Yinzerfest, which is happening at the end of the month.
Super excited for that to happen. Who doesn't want a Yinzerfest? And we have some great music coming to you. There's some tarot card reading along with it. But first up, Mitch Minutes. Check it out. You jag up late night.
Mitch Minutes on You jag off.
I did meet the Stanley Cup. That was cool. At Eaton Park. Well, they won the Stanley Cup and it was a going around in Pittsburgh. And I heard that it was, and I don't know how I heard that it was going to be at Eaton Park on Banksville Road. And I called my kids up and I said, and this, I think this was during the day. I said, let's go. And we got them and we went down to Eaton Park and we're sitting there eating and we're like, my kids are like, this ain't happening. You know, they were like 13, maybe 12. And then it came in the Stanley Cup and everybody there got to get a picture with the Stanley Cup. So somewhere I have a picture of me and my kids in the Stanley Cup.
I would say probably the softest side of me is my mother, very empathetic. You know, no one to mess with, though, but she was very empathetic.
It's Rachel and John.
We are at the Operations Center of People's Gas for this episode of People.
Behind People's.
I feel like we're taking over. You're seeing more women in manager positions and supervisors, and they know what they're doing.
Women with Energy is a great ERG. We do not play. We are very energetic. We get the job done.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
It's John and Rachel Yajagoff Late Night. And again, reminding everybody we're at 5000 McKnight Road with some drinks, with some cocktails. I guess they're drinks too. Snacks. And you can come by. You can even bring us snacks. Somebody did bring us snacks.
A couple times.
Right. Yeah, no, tonight.
Oh.
Tonight. Well, strawberry jello and pretzel salad. But before we get to that, we get to, for the first time in, the podcast is 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, we have the CEO of the Pittsburgh Airport Authority, Christina Katsotis. Katsotis, right?
Katsotis.
I got it right. Yes.
Well done.
So I wanted to tell you this before we started running the live video. But first of all, I have to tell you that my future son-in-law is a firefighter out there. And I loved your presentation and the way you interacted with everybody there. Like, you genuinely are
representative of everybody.
I guess, you know, you're a family person and you could see that come out even in that professional manner.
So you were at the firefighter graduation?
Yes, I was at the
That's
graduation.
That's very funny. Yes. I am very proud of the classes that graduate. I like to participate and they're very important for public safety. So I'm very happy to hear that your son-in-law is with us. That's future son-in-law?
Future son-in-law.
Yes. Okay.
But again, your demeanor through the process. There are people that have a job like yours where they're very professional, but you're also very family oriented, very personal, I guess.
I care a lot about the people who work for us. Yes.
I feel like it's turned into a competition. So my husband works there too. My husband's at the airport too.
Is he on the payroll?
That's
because the son-in-law.
Where did this go? Where did this go? Goodbye. No, you know, we hear so many great things about what's happening in our airport. Like we said before you even came on, Visit Pittsburgh talks about it regularly. Yeah. Rachel Carlson made sure that she sent us a text message about the trip going to Iceland.
Yes.
There's some amazing things going on. Where do you even start?
Well, we'll start with your husband. Where does he work?
So he is a union insulator and he is
on the TMP.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, great.
Look, you answered
Fantastic.
Knew more than me.
Great. So he's busy.
I love it. Yeah
great.
He's busy.
Good.
I'm
very happy to hear that.
It's a great place. And I think as Pittsburghers, we talk a lot on the show about how we love seeing the evolution of Pittsburgh. And the Pittsburgh airport is a huge factor in it all. I mean, this is a big undertaking.
It is a very big undertaking. It's going to be opening next year. You'll all be able to see it. I'm sure at some point before that, we'll be releasing lots of, well, we do release a lot of information and video around how it's coming together.
Sure.
But it's a massive undertaking because we're building while we're operating. You know, we are making sure that the operation that we run today is safe and that people can still move through with as little disruption as possible. But of course, there's some. And then it's going to be done. And it's going to be a completely different experience for everybody.
Yeah. And that's a big question I have is, you know, the construction impact, the labor that's all going on right now is certainly great for the area. But what's the overall impact of a good airport in general to a place like Pittsburgh, Kansas City, some Milwaukee, similar cities?
Well, I remember when I was introduced to the community back in 2014 before I took the job. And I remember saying that if you have a good functioning airport, it's like having a railroad stop in the old days.
Sure.
Right? If the railroad stopped in your town, you were going to do well. And if it bypassed you, you were going to have less opportunity in that town than perhaps in the town where the railroad stopped. So I would say that the entire Midwest, you know, Pittsburgh went first, but then there's Cincinnati, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Memphis, Raleigh. I mean, there's a lot of airports that lost their hubs. 20 years ago is when US Airways left.
Right.
The 20th anniversary.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
20th anniversary. And I would say that I think you all in Pittsburgh know what it means to have a functioning airport versus not. And to get back to functioning and meeting the needs of the community, I think is table stakes for growing an economy. And that's what we're focused on.
Great point. Yeah. As sort of being the head person there, what has been one of the biggest changes or one of the things that you've looked at from when you got there to now and said, I was not expecting this to be?
The culture.
Really?
No, absolutely. It's mindset, culture. When I got there, there was a very, very dedicated, loyal team that was very tired of losing a lot.
Sure.
And it was a
the
tough...
same of the same.
It just was a tough road. You know, it was having gone from what it was at the peak of the hub to the hub leaving and then sort of trying and trying and trying and nothing really sticking was, I think it was tough for people. And I really appreciated the work that went into stopping the loss.
Yeah.
And so what I'd say today is that we have a lot of the same people are still working there, and we have brought on new folks. But for the people who were there before, there was a mindset shift that, oh, wait a minute, something else is possible, and it can be good, and we can affect change in this community, and it can be bigger than just bringing in more flights, right? So now you've got Pitt to Work, and we have a childcare center, and we're looking at energy solutions, and we have cargo happening, and we have advanced manufacturing, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, look, wait a minute, this is really exciting. So I'd say that the mindset shift to oh no to oh cool has been really fascinating,
and you've been able to witness that has to be so satisfying.
It is. It's also very intentional, right? Yeah. you have engineer to build for it, right? You have to build for it.
I guess when we go to the economics of an airport, is it really mostly about how many passengers go through, or are there so many other things that an airport can do to be adaptable to level off revenue?
Both. I mean, at the end of the day, a commercial airport is really the revenue comes in through it's user fees. It's
sure.
what the airlines, your partners, are paying to land, to pull up to a gate, to have office space, what the concessionaires, McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, is paying for rent. And then it's what people pay to park. We get a percentage of that. But really, truly, it's the number of passengers that are going through the facility that are going to drive that revenue, right? Because that's all dependent on the number of passengers. Now, we happen to be very lucky that we have a lot of land that we sit on. So how do we use that to the best impact and the biggest impact to this community so that we can do more than just maybe put up all warehousing, right? What's really going to help the community? What takes advantage of the assets in this community that we can put to use at the airport? So those are great things, and we can do more than passengers, but we have to do passengers well. That's just every day. That's really critical. We have to take care of our passengers, our own team, and those of our partners. That's what we do every day.
How do you feel about being in Pittsburgh now? Pittsburgh was, you know, it's what, almost 10 years?
10 years in January.
Okay. Oh, so it's been 10 years.
No, 10 years.
It will be. Okay.
9 years plus.
Well, the good news, seven plus years, you're a Yinzer, so you're fine. You can go to Yinzer Fest at the end of the month.
I will.
What were your thoughts? Because we know, as Pittsburghers, we've been here our whole lives. The perception was, it's this coal-filled, smoky town, not a lot going on, and now here we are, this hub for education, healthcare, all of these amazing things. And now this is falling in line as well. How are you kind of taking that on? Because not being from Pittsburgh and now this being your place, what does that feel like?
I would say that it's been a shock from the minute I got here that there's so much more than maybe everybody gives themselves credit for.
Oh, that's good to hear.
So I would say that when I got here, I had said to my family, 3 years, just give me 3 years. Let's see what we can do. And then I'll move on. And I realized that there's a lot here that put together in different ways can be doing different things, that the resources, whether they're intellectual resources or educational resources or natural resources or historical resources, like there's so much here.
You're right. Yes.
That I think sometimes, not all the time, sometimes having an outsider view is really good. Mm-hmm. I happen to know the industry very well. So sure. I look at it as like an insider outsider.
Right.
And the question is, what is going to work here? Because if it doesn't reflect Pittsburgh, it's really not going to work.
Yep.
So I would say that that's been a blast. And I feel like we're just getting started.
Other than Pittsburgh, of course. Other than Pittsburgh.
You were not prepped for this interview. I just want to point that out.
What is your favorite town to which to travel?
Oh, you'd have to, it depends.
Is that like asking favorite kids?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, clearly, I only have one kid, so that's an easy one.
Okay,
I always say you're my favorite kid.
And yeah, right.
Is there really anywhere to go with
that? I say that to John. You're my favorite podcast partner.
Yeah, right. I love traveling. It's what we do as a family. It's what my husband and I do. We are travelers. And I there's so many places I still want to go, but I love to travel. There's very few places I can't find something fascinating about.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of learning new things, seeing new foods. I just am fascinated by how not everybody has the same point of view as I do.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Right. Yeah.
Isn't that a learning for so many people these days? You can appreciate that somebody has a different point of view. All right. So now we get to the real meat of the interview. Did you bring us something for our junk drawer?
Yes, I did.
This is big time.
I did. This is our cybersecurity crusader. I will tell you that so airports are national public transportation critical infrastructure, and we work really hard to keep them safe. And cyber issues are coming at us left, right, and sideways. And so we distribute this to our teams as we go through constant training, because it gets, you know, sometimes, you know, please don't open the email.
Sure.
Or there's a lot of text messages that go out. Hi, so-and-so, this is Christina. Could you please go buy $5,000 worth of gift cards?
Crazy, yes.
So I have to constantly say to people in all hands meetings, I will never, ever, ever ask you to buy gift cards. Right. I will never ask for a financial transaction. So we do a lot around our own cyber hygiene, but obviously just in terms of protecting the system. So that's one of our
love it.
That's one of our little tokens.
I love this. And taped to the bottom are two tickets to Iceland.
No.
Did you like that? That was a pretty cool
done,
experience.
That's very
well
funny.
Done.
Yeah,
well
that's
done.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we said Rachel Carlson has to come talk about it because they recently did that.
Yeah.
Or
that's
send
a pretty
us
exciting.
There.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. We could all three go.
Yes. It starts May 16th. May 16th is the Iceland Air Service. We're very excited. WOW did well and then didn't continue as an airline. So we're really excited to have Reykjavik back.
Awesome.
And it's a great way to connect into Europe. So it's beautiful.
Fantastic.
Have you been?
No.
Oh,
no,
you gotta go.
But
no.
I saw the
it's
pictures
it's actually
so far.
Spectacular.
It looks good.
Really?
Yeah, I bet.
Okay.
I bet.
But you have to wait. Watch for the advertising, because our team did a wonderful job of looking at Iceland and Pittsburgh in a way that actually I was like, oh my God, that is so cool.
That's a really good idea.
No, really, like it's so great. What they did to do, it's just
to show.
Anyway, I don't have
that
it with me.
That was a good teaser.
That was unfortunately, I can't deliver on this right now, but somebody will share it with you.
You are fine. We appreciate your time. We appreciate what you're doing for our city. Thank you so much for stopping by.
It's nice.
And the big question is, we always have a question of the day, which is nothing related to the interview. It's just a random question. However,
yes,
John and I are participating in the first ever karaoke cabaret. So it's with the city paper, and we are asking our guests, what is your go-to karaoke song? And if you're feeling froggy, will you sing one line?
No. That is not
Look
happening.
At her face. Absolutely not
Can
happening.
We just, Matt, I'm at your camera now.
That
Did
is
you see
not
the face?
Happening. No.
Well, tell me your go-to song,
I have
sing
never
it.
Sang karaoke in my life.
Tina, you had me up until now.
Let me dovetail into something else.
Never.
Do you go to watch karaoke?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm the same way.
Scott was going to ask you, do you like good karaoke or bad karaoke?
I've seen it in movies.
Okay.
And I'm sort of fascinated by the fact that
someone would do it?
No. Actually, if I could sing, I would love to. Okay, but gotcha. I sing in the shower or I've got music on. Yeah. But I'm not doing that in front of everybody.
I love the facial expressions. I love her cadence. This was great. Thank you so much for joining us.
We really appreciate it. Hopefully you'll come back on and sit with us again and just let us know what's happening out there.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you and enjoy Iceland when you get there.
Yes. It's Jan and Rachel, you jag off late night.
Welcome to Flamingo. Can I take your orders?
You need a tablet?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permane's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
And Rachel, you jag off late night, and we had some good fun talking to the folks at the airport. Who doesn't love the Pittsburgh airport? We're so proud of Pittsburgh things, and look what has happened there. Also proud of our Yinzers, so we would be remiss if we didn't chat it up with, you're like the original sort of founder. I mean, Doug is the founder, but John Bento, you are playing a big part in this, right?
Well, Band Together Pittsburgh is, and I'm helping, but Doug and Angela and his whole team are the founders of Yinzer Fest.
Sure. So you have a big role because an event is not complete without music. Fair?
Very fair.
Yeah.
I'd say that's true in every way.
And people have gotten to know the name John Bento because of Band Pittsburgh.
Band Together Pittsburgh. Yes. Working with folks on the autism spectrum. And I've been blessed to be involved as a performer and someone recording music for many years and developing a lot of love, a lot of friendships in the musical community. The two past Christmas seasons, we've had the Yinzer Christmas. Last year was at the Benedum Center, sold out. So the whole thing through music has just been, you know, the love of Pittsburgh and all the folks that do great things.
Right. So we're about to talk about Yinzer Fest, Pittsburgh Yinzer Fest, which starts April 25th. But before we do that, tell us about your work at Band Together and why that's so interesting as far as folks on the spectrum.
Well, Band Together Pittsburgh is really an organic organization that occurred quite naturally by realizing that music is a powerful healing and motivational experience, especially for people on the spectrum. We know it's powerful for us, right? All of us that are, quote, neurotic. We're neurotic.
We are neurotic, that's for sure. Yeah.
Forgive me for not having the right term, but we're, quote, normal. I don't know if anyone's normal.
Yeah,
But folks that are neurodiverse, people on the spectrum, music is just a beautiful, beautiful stimulus and a beautiful way of expressing themselves. So basically, at Band Together Pittsburgh, we create music programs for people on the spectrum. When I leave you guys tonight, I'm going to Mars Middle School where we're having an open mic. An autism-friendly open mic. And it's just what you would think it would be. Instruments and karaoke and guitars and all that. But it is designed specifically for people on the spectrum.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Because as I understand it, loud music, loud noises, flashing lights are not good. So how does that correct?
Right, so non-stimulant.
Well, here's what we learned. If the folks are expecting it, they're cool.
Okay.
However, you take someone on the spectrum to a Pirate baseball game, our great Pittsburgh Pirates, they hit a home run and the fireworks explode. That is something that really, really affects most people on the spectrum. They'll react in a negative way. Mm-hmm. However, it's so funny because when we started this, that was our number one concern. Loud music, instruments, drums, and this may backfire on us. But most of the folks that attend have no issue with it at all.
Interesting. When we emceed the Autism Speaks event, remember they gave us almost like hand, like on sticks that you would motion so that there wasn't, so much commotion.
Friendly.
Exactly. Right. Sensor friendly. So it's awesome that for the first of, Pittsburgh loves a first of, and a Yinzer Fest, nothing is better than that. So what will Band Together Pittsburgh be doing at Yinzer Fest?
Well, first of all, we're representing. But secondly, we're helping to manage the musical stage.
Yeah.
And
great musicians. I mean,
there's four or five bands every day, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So Doug has asked us to take the lead in all that management and all that process. And of course, that's a lot more, not just the performances themselves, but what we're dealing with right now with stage plots and the logistics and contracts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We'll also be there with our volunteers helping out. And we will have an area where we're going to have information about Band Together Pittsburgh and our autism music programs.
And who are some of the musicians who we can expect? I mean, these are
to
Pittsburgh,
perform at the festival.
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. Let's start with Joey G. Joe Grushecki,
yep.
Yeah,
and his gang. And they're going to do a Donnie Iris tribute. And I think they're having Scott Blasey from the Clarks and Pete Hewlett and Rick Witowski. And
Pete Hewlett is my favorite interview of all time.
Well, he's one of the coolest guys around.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
And in the top two or three of the greatest voices to ever come
of all
out
time
of the city.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to list all the bands because I'll forget some,
yes,
but
yeah.
Like going from Totally 80s to Smells Like 90s to Joe Waterick and 51 South, I'll be there with my Needs Hotel Band with a Yinzer tribute. And as a guest with us at the Needs Hotel Band will be Billy Price, Kenny Blake, the Granati Brothers, Mia Z from The Voice.
Wow.
Awesome.
Who else am I forgetting?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
Frank Zori from the Silencers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're doing a full Yinzer tribute on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I will finally get to see the famous Needs Hotel Band.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if it's famous.
Heard so many stories about it over the years. It's so great. So the cool part is Yinzerfest, and by the way, if you're listening on the radio, it's John Bento, and we're talking about Pittsburgh Yinzerfest.
Yeah.
And Band Together Pittsburgh is one of the recipients.
Along with the Best of the Batch.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So April 25th is when it starts. So, John, you've been working on this how long to make sure that it's prime, ready to go the minute those gates open at David Lawrence?
I connected with Doug in January.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Doug and Angela and their team, they've been working on this since last fall. They came to the Benedum Christmas concert, met us, and then said, hey, could you guys be part of the team for the Yinzerfest? Mm-hmm. And they have been just such a blessing. Doug has such a passion mm-hmm. for this thing. He is a Yinzer.
Yeah.
And he loves Pittsburgh, and he is just all in. I mean, there's no big corporate sponsor. There's no big money behind this. It's real grassroots.
Yeah.
And Doug is the leader for all of us with his enthusiasm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess when you meet with him, you catch
that goodness.
Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. You feel the energy.
Yeah, pretty cool. So there's music every night, correct?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
There's food. There's chefs. There's vendors. Just a lot of love. Everything Yinzer, everything Pittsburgh will be there.
Yeah, we have quite a few of our friends who are doing some pop-ups. Yinz Lids is going to be there. And Spectrum Fudge. Actually, Spectrum Fudge. Yeah, they're fantastic.
They're some of those are our buds.
They are, yes, absolutely salt of the earth.
And we're going to have a big announcement
with them.
So, by the way,
April 17th.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We're pretty excited. So
good peeps.
Yeah. And so people, is it ticketed or do they come? Okay.
Oh, yeah. They would have to go online to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google Yinzer.
I think it's yinzerfest.net.
It's pghyinzerfest.net. Yeah, remember it is .net. That's
right.
Exactly.
pghyinzerfest.net.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Online tickets, please get them in advance. Of course, they could get them, you know, at the event,
sure,
at the convention center. But yeah, we need
but
to pump those up.
You want to know what's going on. Yeah, we only have a couple weeks left. So, don't procrastinate.
Please get tickets and get part of this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're super stoked. Okay, so we understand you brought us a junk drawer gift, right? Not to put you on the spot.
It's okay.
Is there a story behind it?
There is.
Okay, there's always a story behind
it. Do you want the story first or do you want the thing first?
Here, slowly pass it to me underneath the camera. Then as you tell the story, I will raise it into... All right, well, it's very unique.
It is very unique.
All right, go for it.
Well, that thing that you have helps with oxygen and strengthen your lungs because a few years ago, I had to deal with some cancer and it affected my vocal cords. And as a singer, that sucked pretty bad.
Yeah.
And as a loudmouth, that sucked pretty bad. So I had severe vocal cord damage.
Okay.
And this was a device that I purchased and you blow into it. And the idea is if you see that ball, that metal ball,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The idea is to get strong enough to be able to move that ball through the device. And I haven't used it in a while. I'm getting better. And
congratulations.
When I opened the drawer, when you guys said bring something from the drawer, there it was.
It's so
I should
momentous.
Still be using it.
Yeah, well,
believe me.
Right. We'll think
I was
of it every
say,
time.
Should we be accepting
we are
it?
Not
should
using
we send
it.
You, should we send you home with it?
Yeah, it's
to make
been
sure.
disinfected. Okay, it's okay. All good.
Yeah, as John was cradling it, I thought, oh, I'm glad he's the one touching it.
Yeah, don't worry. It's all disinfected. I was prepared for you.
Oh, that's awesome. So, and John, I believe you are a Yinzer always, right? You've been in Pittsburgh.
Well, I actually left briefly right out of high school from Penn Hills High School. Mm. And I went to work for Westinghouse in Grand Rapids, Michigan, actually as a teenager.
Okay.
And had a great career in front of me. And after 4 years, I went to the executive management and said, I want to go home. And they couldn't believe it. And
wow.
I said, sorry, I want to go home. So yes, I call
You're
myself a Yinzer always.
Through and through.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. We love it. All right. So it's PittsburghYinzerFest.net. Make sure you get your tickets. Yeah. It's coming up super quick. April 25th to the 28th, David L. Lawrence Convention Center. And here is the question of the day. Since you're a singer, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, that's easy.
What
that's
is it?
Moondance, Van Morrison.
John hates Van Morrison. Boom. It's a fabulous night.
There you go. Go ahead. You got it.
No, you do it.
Nah, I don't know if I can,
oh
but it's
God.
A fabulous
take a hit
night.
Of this thing.
Okay, let me take a hit.
Let me take a hit.
By the way, it's only air as far as you know. That is a Van Morrison. Oh,
that
my
is a
God.
Great song.
Why do you hate Van Morrison? Because he's
I
a jerk?
I just can't. I can't stomach any of the songs. I just can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's not a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good to know.
That's
then.
Well known in the
good
industry.
Okay.
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 There you go.
There you go.
So you have a good reason.
We love it.
You sing it better.
John Vento, thank you so much for joining us again. Just PGA.
yinzerfest.net.
Yeah. Make sure we'll see you guys all there. All right. Thanks, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
At People's Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures. At People's Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
John and Rachel, you jag off late night. We had some fun, obviously talking about Yinzerfest, PittsburghYinzerfest.net. And here we are now. John is Vanna Whiting. I'm sorry, you were doing this weird hand motion with
Price,
this.
Price is white. He's doing the Barker model thing. Yes.
That's what it is. It's not Vanna. You are correct. It is strawberry Jello pretzel salad.
The strata, the layers.
Well, okay, you know that voice because this is the one and only Doug Cooking, who now has a podcast. We have so many things we want to talk about.
Yes.
We started this with Doug, come on and talk about the fact that you're going to be a confectionarian. I don't know what we're going to call you.
I'm going to make some strawberry desserts.
Yes.
With pretzels and other stuff.
We shortened it to SJPS, Strawberry Jello Pretzel
it's
Salad.
The best new acronym
right
in 2024.
Ever. And you had to internally see what Monica and I went through because she was like, girl, it is, I said, it's not right. It's Strawberry Jello Pretzel Salad. So we went through a little bit of an acronym issue. John is eating. What? How great is it? Go ahead. We usually have this under control. Okay, he's still eating, so he doesn't want my microphone.
All right, do you want to eat now? Because I can.
You talk. I talk long enough.
It is so good.
Can I say that it's Doug Cooking, our friend Doug, the Pittsburgh Dish Doug, and he is part of Strawberry Dretzel. strawberry Drexel.
I like that.
Drexel. Drexel University strawberry salad. Yeah, so it is happening on April 21st, Sunday at the Block Northway. Mm-hmm. And Doug, you're one of our 12 confectioners.
All right.
And so here we go. So this is your first year of being in the standoff. Is that right?
This is my first year participating.
Yeah.
I did attend last year.
Oh, so you got the scoop. You got the skinny. You got the berries.
Definitely. I guess we could call it research, right? You know, I wanted to see what was
spying.
What would
spying
I be up against?
Spying is a great word. Yes. So, yeah, very interesting. So let's back up a little bit. Now, do you have a strawberry Jell-O pretzel salad kind of history? Anybody in your family was used to making it, or did you have to go learn to make it?
Definitely a history.
Okay.
You know, a long time from the local Western Pennsylvania area. Strawberry Jell-O pretzel salad was always served at the family buffet as a side dish, as a dessert.
Okay.
You have it on the plate with the green beans and, you know, all the other stuff. Yeah, no. This is a side dish. It's a salad.
Yeah, it's a salad.
Although nothing about it constitutes a salad.
No.
Right. But it's phenomenal. Doug, you have been very candid, very open. You said you have no problem talking about the recipe.
Right.
There's no Jell-O in this. Bleep.
That is correct. So I make a gel.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And what I do with this version, with my version, is I eliminate all of the sort of processy things that are typical.
It's healthy is what you're telling me.
Well, okay. I don't know healthy, but there's no whipped topping and there's no boxed colored gelatin. So this is a mascarpone cheese in the middle, still whipped with powdered sugar and a little cream cheese. And then I make my own strawberry gel, almost like a pie filling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's on top. So I don't use frozen sweetened strawberries either.
And it's thin. It's like a thin gel. It's not like
We have to disclose the fact that
it is phenomenal.
Am I going to get kicked out because I'm not going to use
gel? No. Oh my God. No,
we have to disclose the fact that a couple hundred people are going to come. You're not going to get this size.
No.
Good. Listen, now this is only John and Rachel.
Not in the budget.
Yeah,
right.
But the fact is, people are going to show up at the Block at Northway around 1 o'clock on Sunday the 21st, and they're going to get to taste all 12, and then they get to vote. It's free.
That's right.
Because the nonprofits that are involved are going to win the money thanks to our sponsors, which are the Berg Bus and
The Turo Family Chiropractic.
Nice. So, all right. And you have a nonprofit that you're associated with at this point?
He just found out.
Do you know who it is? It's somebody near you.
Is it PEMF?
Is it the Pittsburgh Emergency Medicine Foundation?
That's
right. I sit on the board, disclosure. I won't vote, but we appreciate that because all the things in EMS, anything inside of an ambulance, including the people and the equipment, have been researched by the Pittsburgh Emergency Medicine Foundation.
Isn't that amazing?
So we appreciate that.
I feel so grateful to be paired with them.
Yeah.
We're grateful that you're doing this, okay? Because we literally reached out because we know your affiliation with food in Pittsburgh. You have just skyrocketed as far as, you know, the unique things that you make, and started with air fryers. That was John's obsession with you,
you
know?
I was the air fry guy.
He's in an air fryer. That's the name of our album.
That's right.
Sing your song now. Six cookies in an air fryer. That's his go-to song.
Oh, I don't know this. No.
It's okay. We made it up.
We wrote it.
It's
right there.
Yeah. But Doug, you've truly, when you were on the radio with us about, oh my gosh, what, 6-8 months ago, mm-hmm. you talked about you don't know what's next. You sort of thought this was on the horizon, that you wanted to stick with food.
Right.
You've now parlayed into a podcast that's all about food.
That's right.
For people who haven't listened yet, what can they expect when listening to The Pittsburgh Dish?
Yeah. So The Pittsburgh Dish, what we're trying to do, it's a weekly food show, I say, but we're really highlighting people and the places and the recipes that make our food scene unique today. So we sort of lead with a half hour human interest story. We've had some really great guests. We've got, I think, another 2 months worth of guests already lined up.
Nice.
And then we have a second segment, which is a recommendation. So it might be wine, but it might be a great place to go out to eat. And then we always end with a recipe from one of the listeners. So there's a little something for everybody, and it's 100% food every week. And I was really inspired by what you guys are doing. I love the G-Jet parts.
Oh, very
parts
nice.
And,
thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love when he does his homework.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I just wanted more. And I'm Nevy. I wanted to know more about some of the other great food people I've been meeting over the last 2 years.
Sure.
And so that's what The Pittsburgh Dish is all about, is letting everyone know about those people. And for me, I kind of get in there. I get that exclusive, like, one-on-one time. It's so great.
What have you learned about podcasting in this short amount of time, right? There's a lot to wrap your head around.
It's crazy. And I have such respect for everybody in the local region doing podcasts. I also have learned that we have a bazillion sports podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so I'm trying to find the podcasts that are a little bit more like me, like you guys.
Yes.
And see what everyone's doing and sort of take that little bit of, oh, I like this and I like that. But it is all me. I'm editing the thing.
Yeah.
I'm producing all the clips, all the social media. And so mad props to both of you. It's a lot.
We are so fortunate because after 8 years, we have people who help us because we couldn't do it. It is quite the feat.
It's quite the feat, but it's super fun. I love it. You know, before that I was doing YouTube videos, you know, live where I was cooking in my house, and that's a lot of editing too. I really like this so much more because I'm getting to know somebody, and the editing for audio is a little bit easier.
Sure.
Yes, for sure.
And there's so many stories to tell. I think there's room across the whole region. I mean, I know for the next year or 2 years, I have a huge list, and I know I'm not going to get through all those people.
Oh, wow.
Doing
it weekly. Do you really have that big of a list?
I do. I've been
Where are we on that list?
Well,
we're not foodies. He doesn't want us. He just made that clear.
You have a recipe. Listen, you have a meatball.
You have a recipe. You can
killer.
Be on next week's podcast.
Yeah. You have a meatball recipe that's killer.
Oh,
I mean, I do. It's
see,
mama's.
Now we're talking some serious dish.
Yeah, right.
This is what we're dishing about.
That's it.
I love it.
So, Doug, we can't wait for you to join us at the Block Northway on April 21st at 1 o'clock. What were you saying?
Oh, I wasn't.
I thought you were
anything.
Whispering me something.
I
thought I had something wrong again. Anyways, and so you're going to be there. We're going to have a good time. Everybody comes for free.
And I love that he was there last year, so he knows exactly what to do.
I know what the land. You know, it is. It's a different territory now. You know, it is.
It's up at the Block.
Yes,
which is a great space.
So yeah,
great space.
So your little spy session was okay.
It was okay.
See the competition. Yeah. Right. So I love it. Well,
you can't vote this year because you're in it.
No.
You need to bring people though.
Okay.
So that they can vote. But let me tell you, it's phenomenal. I literally looked in the camera and said, Jay Obertanz, you have competition.
Yeah.
It is so different.
It is really
and you know, for people who don't understand, we're not expecting you to make the traditional. If you want to make the traditional, that's fine.
Sure. That's right.
But just like you talked about, you prefer to not use Jell-O in the packet format.
Right. And so what's good about this particular version that I do, I call it strawberry pretzel dessert. Mm-hmm. You don't have to let it set overnight like Jell-O.
Right.
So if you want
like a fresh,
you could really make this in about an hour. If you were pressed to have something and you want to hit like a traditional Pittsburgh dish, this is the version that I love to go.
And you heard it here. Doug said it's a salad. It's
salad.
Allowed.
It's healthy. It's strawberries.
It's strawberries.
It's so healthy.
Yeah.
It's strawberries.
Oh, it is so good.
Doug, your passion for Pittsburgh and your passion for just cool
it's
things
a good person.
Is just so great. And people ask us all the time about a podcasting, and we always say you have to have the passion first. So I'm sure the podcast is going to go great going into the next few years, just because again, your passion for everything and your dedication.
We appreciate
to doing
it.
Doing things right,
like you guys,
strawberry
so
Jell-O pretzel salad. So it's not a salad.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
it's not Jell-O either.
It's not Jell-O.
No.
We're just so happy, and we hope that the others don't eat the others, so that we can have them.
I did bring extras for everybody.
Oh,
here,
you're so kind, but leave them for us. Anyway,
Doug.
Doug, what did you bring us for our junk drawer?
Yeah. I have the coolest thing. Actually,
okay,
this
all
has
right.
been floating in my junk drawer, and you know, I
love this.
I am
everybody like cleans out. Listen, I love it.
I am a foodie.
Yeah,
and this is called Food Dice. It's a game.
Wow.
I don't know if we can play it right now, but I'm going to show you. Yeah, let's.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll. You do it that way. I'll hold it
all right.
up like this.
I love the tray, the multi-purpose tray.
Yeah, the multi-purpose tray.
There we go.
So
right
here's
there.
All the
all right,
dice. All right.
I'll hold it. You do it.
Can you put it down?
I'll explain to you. I'll hold a couple up.
There
so what happens first is we're going to remove three of these. You have seasonal vegetables, so we're in, say,
and they're on the dice.
So I'm going to find spring, which I can't see right now, but okay, let's just say that's spring. The rest will go out. Now we're going to roll the dice.
Play.
And so what this tells you is we're going to do cilantro, we're going to do a pasta with garlic and corn.
Stop it.
And turkey.
So you literally put this together.
You literally just, I got this as a gift. I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
So it basically tells you what you should be making for dinner and it gives you a new idea. I'm giving you, this is going to be the coolest gift.
Best gift ever. Listen.
Yeah, it might even be Greg Brown's luggage tag.
He is the best guest ever.
Gift in that drawer.
So I want to describe it for everybody listening. Doug has this bag of dice. It has words on it. It's food. He rolled the dice on the tray that I was trying to balance and he was trying to look over my arm and read it.
You didn't do it well.
And the fact is, it tells you what to cook for this particular night.
It is the answer to my family of five.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. And I love that it's seasonal.
I love this. Doug brought us food, a game, and good entertainment.
Right.
Come back anytime.
I'm happy to come back.
Doug, I just got fired, I think.
Where can everybody find you and follow you?
So they can find the Pittsburgh Dish anywhere that you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the good stuff. The website for that is also www.pittsburghdish.com. You can submit a recipe there because we'd love to have you on the show.
Today.
That's right. Uh-huh. And then you can follow my regular handle, which is at Doug Cooking on all the social medias for the food that I'm making and when I'm on PTL and stuff like that.
And just a good
Doug,
guy.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh,
you can listen. Doug. You're not the CEO of the airport. You have to answer this one.
You had me up until this point.
Go to.
No, I don't have a. Can I just say go to band?
Yeah.
There you go.
I can do anything. Journey. I love Journey.
Oh, you're like
Vision
or third.
Quest. Like that. What's that song?
Yeah. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Believe.
Yeah. Love all that. That. But I'm not a karaoke person. So. But Journey feels good to me.
There you go. There.
I always go to street.
Doug Cooking, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Listen, we're going to do some music as we always do every week. Next, you Jag Off Late Night.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
PittsburghUsedCars.com, with hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com.
Welcome to Panini. Can I take your order?
You need a tablet?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permane's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
At People's Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
John and Rachel, you Jag Off Late Night, and we are talking to someone who was supposed to come on the podcast a couple of times. Finally, Bea Dow has made it here, and not a long trip. You live close to me, actually, and you got to come to 5000 McKnight Road. Are you enjoying the ambiance?
I am. I'm having a lot of fun here.
I love it. Well, we're glad to have you. So you perform all around Pittsburgh, yes?
Yes.
Okay. John has met you at Bobby D's. So is it one of those things where, like, you like to perform at wine places, smaller sort of intimate places, or do you like big venues?
Honestly, I'm not too picky. It's kind of like wherever I can get into, I would just take the opportunity and just wing it.
Okay.
Now, the cool thing is that we always have the musician end our show with a song and an original song, so we're going to do that. But kind of getting into it, have you ever done karaoke before, like before you started actually writing real songs?
That is so funny because I suck at karaoke.
Is that right?
Why?
That's something that I'm actually working on. So I think the problem was, I grew up playing instruments before I sang, and then when I did sing, I was playing the instrument while I was singing, so I had total control of the whole thing. And then I thought to myself, like, when I did karaoke the one time, I'm like, oh, this would be easy, I'm a singer, I could do this. I like failed so bad.
Do you think it's because you had an idea of what you wanted your songs to be?
I mean, I guess that could be it, but I think it's just hard because if it's karaoke, I don't know what key I'm in.
Sure,
when I go in, and if it's not in the right key, then I try my best, but it's just hard. I think it's when I don't have control of the music, and I also think it's because I have the guitar in front of me a lot of times, so it's kind of like it's hiding me from the audience.
Yeah.
And then all I had was a microphone, and that doesn't do much.
Yeah. Do you like writing your own stuff?
I do.
Doing any kind of covers?
Well, now, I mean, I do like covers a lot too when I'm in control of it.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I mean, I started out just doing covers, and then I started playing around with writing my own music, and I just didn't really get that going until I feel like until I had to, where I was invited somewhere where I could only do original. So that's when I was like, I have it all picked up, so might as well just start pushing it out and seeing how receptive they are. And they were doing well, so I was like, all right, maybe I'll just do a mix of like covers and then like my music too. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Love and it. What is your website for people to download your music?
So I don't have a website yet, if someone wants to help me out with that. But if you just look up at Music Via Bea on all social medias, that's where you'll find me. So I have an Instagram, I have a Facebook. And if you just look up Bea Dow, I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. You can have Alexa play me. Just make sure you pronounce my name like a specific way.
Yeah, exactly.
What song will you be singing for us?
So I'm going to do Cut, which is a song that I just released on Tuesday.
Oh,
so it's fresh and brand new.
Yeah. I love that you thought I really had confetti. You were like, wait.
Now, before we have you do that, though, we can't let you go past go until you tell us, what do you have for a junk drawer?
Oh, yeah. So I was like looking all through my junk drawer because I'm like, I have to have something unique. And I was like, I don't even know what's in here. So I actually looked in 3 different drawers and even a box of like old office stuff.
Great. I'm like, we love that stuff.
Yeah. And so I have 2 items. I have
a back scratcher.
Back scratcher that's actually longer than I thought it was.
Uh-huh.
So
love
I don't think I've ever used it before. So when I took it out and I was like doing this, I was like, oh my gosh, that's really
it's
cool.
A great
that's right.
Yeah. So and what is rolled up? What is
for,
okay?
Go ahead. So and then
it's UPMC. I love.
Oh, and
that.
Then it's UPMC.
Shouting out UPMC.
Yeah.
And then this, I had no idea what this was, and I guess I also never used it, but it's just rolled up sunglasses that you'd get at like the eye doctor place. And
here, I'll hold those up if you want.
You can even wear them if you want. They've been unworn.
Awesome. I love it. Everyone is sanitary with their junk drawer gifts. All right. Yeah, we're really excited to hear you perform. So we're gonna check out our 412 do's while you get set up, and then we get to listen to you. Thanks for joining us on your Jag Up Late Night.
Hi, everyone. This is Jared Bundy with Visit Pittsburgh, and I'm here to bring you the 412 do's for this week. Now, normally, I'm filling our events calendar with things to do. I'm putting all kinds of stuff up to do on our blog. Check out our new one on all the new food on PNC Park, by the way. But I want to spotlight 3 different events here for you to check out this weekend. Number 1 is the Brantley Gilbert Off the Rails Tour 2024. This is going to be April 12th at the UPMC Event Center. Now, The concert is great, and if you're not into country, that's fine. But I really want to spotlight the UPMC Event Center if you haven't been there. It's on the Robert Morris campus. Not a bad drive, depending on where you're located around Pittsburgh. But this place is incredible. The sound system is awesome. There's not a bad seat in the house. The beer is flowing, and this place is just great to check out a concert. So go to their event website, even if you're not into this specific tour, but see all of the amazing things that they're going to be bringing in throughout the year. And make sure to check them out. Now, next is something very interesting to Pittsburgh. It's called Karaki. And what this is, it's coming to the Hillman Center for Performing Arts, and it will be here April 12th through the 14th. What it is, it's telling you the story of Afghan women who have fled Afghanistan and come to Pittsburgh. And they're doing that very uniquely through not only telling you their story, but through live music and also through culinary. So you're going to have food delivered to you throughout this performance as it goes on. And if you follow their Facebook page, this food looks absolutely phenomenal. So if you want to see a one-of-a-kind performance that involves amazing food brought to your table, I mean, and who doesn't, then make sure to check out this fantastic event coming in this weekend. And the third thing I want to spotlight is Pittsburgh Day. Pittsburgh Day is coming to Resonine Esports. That's located in Bridgeville. If you haven't been before, it's like one half of an amazing movie theater, and then the other half is set aside for esports. So, you know, your competitive gaming, your live streaming, or really just kind of playing casually between your friends. They welcome anyone that's a gamer to here. But specifically to Pittsburgh Day, they're celebrating all things wonderful about this city. They're bringing in special guests. There are live streamers that are going to be performing there as well. There's also a creator showcase, so showing off game developers in and around the city, as well as a cosplay contest that's going on from 9 to 10 p.m. So check that out on April 12th, Pittsburgh Day, and check out Resonine Esports and all the great things that they're doing week in and week out. I'm already out of time, so unfortunately, those are three things to check out right now. Head to visitpittsburgh.com for everything else, as well as great announcements this week, right? We have the Liverpool announcement, some amazing Premier League and La Liga soccer coming to Acrisure Stadium. We have the amazing Sudden Little Thrills Music Festival coming in September, and so many great things that we have in store for the rest of the year. And I'll see you next month. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bia Dow, and I'm going to be performing Cut, my new single that I just released. Make sure you download it, available on all music platforms. Inside this. Lately, I don't even know who I am anymore.
been so cold lately, I don't even know who I am. You make me so cold lately, I don't even know who I am. You make me so cold. So I cut you off. Not a loss, and I'm not gonna mourn for it. It's so sad, it was so bad. I may have gone mad from it. Must be in some kind of mood, I need to go so numb. Must be in some kind of mood to hate the things I love. Must be in some kind of mood for me to feel so mean. Must be in some kind of mood. I'm a fiend, you're an addict, and we crave chaos, smoking, burning up inside this.
Let's hear it. Woo! That's your Jagoff late night for another week. Thanks to Rorick Automotive, and thank you to Q92.9 Steel City Media.
Thanks to all our guests. Check out Strawberry Pretzel Jello Salad April 21st. Have a great weekend.